41.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the first day of April 2007, April Fool's Day. I could get up here and tell you that wild hyenas had escaped from the Austin Zoo. I could tell you that George Bush was a conservative. I could even report to you that there's no such thing as a New World Order. But I don't joke around. I don't play games, my friends. And so we're going to dispense with any April Fool's jokes today. This is a syndicated broadcast I've been doing now for about 6 months out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, the mothership right here in Austin, Texas. Speaking of that, I want to thank all the affiliates out there, AM, FM, shortwave internet, that are picking up the show. You can also go to 590KLBJ.com. And there is, on the main page, a chat room. I'll also be taking your questions from that chat room today. It's very easy to register and get set up with the chat room, so be sure and visit 590KLBJ.com, and I'll be taking questions via the chat room as well as the toll-free line, 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-5525. Let me go through some of the headlines and news we'll be covering today. U.S. ready to strike Iran on Good Friday. That's next Friday. That's from the Jerusalem Post today, Sunday, April 1st. Another report here, London Evening Standard. Russian officials say U.S. will be ready to strike Iran in April. Another report out of the French news agency, Agency French Presse, AFP, U.S. carrier deploys amid Iran tensions. The U.S. Nimitz now will bring that to three aircraft carriers. And if you think it's really there to relieve the Dwight D. Eisenhower, I got a bridge I'm really ready to sell you. Also, the Debka file, which has proven to be pretty accurate in the past, is reporting the war is going to be on. So I know a lot of you that associate your manhood with watching CNN and aerial bombardments, get ready to feel powerful in your easy chair. We'll get into the trap, though, and how we're being set up here a little bit later. Also, I've interviewed Craig Murray, the former ambassador, the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, last year. He also headed up the British government's maritime administration, very powerful, very important. And so he's an expert on territorial waters and boundaries. And he's gone public, along with many others now, to state that it is not true, ladies and gentlemen. All the evidence points towards the British in Iranian waters. Now, the British government, though, is not lying to you. They're playing a lawyer game, like Bill Clinton saying, it depends on what the word is means. Depends on what your meaning of is. The British, a few months ago, rewrote the maps themselves and now claim that new maps that have never been accepted are the territorial waters. That's kind of like if Mexico just claimed half of Texas belonged to Mexico, which they're actually claiming the whole Southwest does, but I mean, for the sake of argument, if Mexico just, you know, said that as far north as Dallas belonged to Mexico and just wrote a new map, would that be the case? No, it would not be the case. So we'll be getting into that report as well. Also, I remember 10 years ago learning that they plan to fund the European Union, the North American Union, the Asian Union, then merge those three unions to fund that, a global tax. And the UN officially said they were going to have a worldwide emissions tax on any fossil fuels that are used. They are just now broaching this to the public, though, and you read stories like this one out of the Washington Post, total propaganda by Juliet Elprin and Stephen Mufson, and it says, tax on carbon emissions gains support. And they say they just thought of this last week. It's a wonderful new... It's kind of like the Pentagon announced last year. Oh, we're going to break Iraq in three parts. Oh, we just thought of that. The official Pentagon plan from the early 80s, so they would break Iraq into three parts. I mean, for those of us that actually read government documents and actually follow the real policy and not the stuff on Fox and CNN, it's just how they insult your intelligence. But I guess it works. So here's world government right here. Here's world government in front of everyone's face. So we'll be getting into the new taxes you're going to be paying unless you can wake up and admit to yourself there's a North American Union and then America's under attack. The real threat is not Iran. It's the criminals that run our government, both parties. We'll be breaking that down. Also, foreclosures accelerated, million-dollar homes right down to $80,000 and $150,000 homes. Massive foreclosures, record foreclosures since the Great Depression. But they're still telling you that the economy's great, and meanwhile, the dollar's in absolute free fall. I'm pretty upset about that myself. But I'm so busy covering the news, I don't have time to scramble with the money I've saved and put it into something that's safe. I just don't have time. I literally don't even care. I'm just sitting here in horror watching the country go into a new depression, and it's kind of like a heroin head that's taken their last injection, but when that wears off, there's no more heroin, and it's going to be quite a crash. So we'll be going over that. We told you 3.5 weeks ago, a week before the Rosie O'Donnell story broke, where she says 9/11 is an inside job, basically. We told you about her getting ready to go public before she did because of our inside sources. And then, of course, she started about 3 weeks ago putting stuff on her blog. It is now in the top two stories in the country. It's Iran and then Rosie O'Donnell. And it's on every CNN, MSNBC, Fox, every major publication that I've seen, wall to wall from AOL to USA Today. And I'm very close to getting Rosie on my show this week. I talked to Charlie Sheen yesterday. He might be coming on with some comments. I don't know. It'll probably be later because we're working on some things privately that have now been pretty much blown wide open, you know, putting loose change in theaters nationwide. Bill O'Reilly called for Mark Cuban's arrest, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Friday. And Danny Bonaducci, the admitted drug addict and partridge boy or whatever he is, He is calling for Rosie O'Donnell's arrest and execution. We're going to play that clip later, but really this Iran news is more important, so we'll be going over that. By the way, friends, for those that just joined us, this is not about left and right, okay, as the cliche goes. It's about right and wrong. I, frankly, boycotted Rosie O'Donnell when I get a chance to talk to her, which will be soon. I'm going to tell her that I did... You know, what was a big part of that, frankly, I launched it. Don't tell anybody. Against her and Kmart back in, what was it, 2000. Okay, so, but I have to tell you that I have newfound respect for her on going public on 9/11 being an inside job. I disagree with her on a lot of political issues. But it takes a lot of guts, and I've talked to some of her good personal friends. I talked to Christine Ebersole, who co-hosts sometimes on The View. She's going on vacation with Rosie to Florida this week. And I'm going to be talking to Rosie. I really haven't tried very hard. We've actually been playing phone tag. And so I'm going to get in touch with Rosie. And I know now that she shifted her paradigm and is not what you'd call a classic left-winger. She now has shifted her paradigm into New World Order awareness. And she's getting the big picture. And she's getting past the control of the left and the right and getting back to real political issues that matter. So when we get back from this quick break, I am going to first get into the Iran news, which is extremely serious. It really could happen. The strikes really could take place, and the aftermath, any way you slice it, is not good for the average American, the average Britoner, the average Iranian, the average anyone on this planet. This will not be good. It will be good for the oil companies. It will be good for the defense hardware manufacturers. It will be good for the police state. It will be good for darkness and tyranny. So I thought we would go into that and talk about how both sides are bad, both the New World Order and Iran. See, they like to make it black and white. Now, how about black and black? Okay, that's really how governments, as the Founding Fathers told us. It's black and black, not black and white. Government is evil in and of its own nature. And then we'll take your calls. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And we've got an hour and 45 minutes spanning out before us. Stay with us.
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, John Huber from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, my friends, on this April 1st edition, 2007. Hard to believe we're already in the fourth month of 2007. I'm still thinking it's 2005. All right, let me get into the really big news and analysis, and then we'll start going to your phone calls. I do want to take a lot of your calls today at 877-590-5525 or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. No matter where you are around the United States listening on AM, FM, Internet, shortwave, satellite, you are welcome to call in. And I am looking at, a lot of folks are in the KLBJ 590 or 590KLBJ.com chat room since I mentioned it. But they're all conversing with each other. I don't see any questions. So if you've got any questions, well, I'll certainly read some of those off of there later. I do see some funny comments, though. But this is not a funny subject here in front of me today. U.S. ready to strike Iran on Good Friday. Now, about a week and a half ago, Russian newspapers, Novostat and others, that have been pretty darn credible in the past, they're certainly not Pravda, the equivalent of the Russian Fox News of disinformation, but they said that there was a plan to attack on April 4th or 5th or 6th and to hit hundreds of sites in and around Iran, and by around hitting their floating fortresses, these militarized oil rigs they've got, and some of their missile cruisers they've got there in the Persian Gulf and surrounding waters. And sure enough, here it is in the Jerusalem Post today. Now, let's be clear. It's always governments and media that say this, and then when there isn't an attack this week, and I pray to God there isn't, you're going to call me up and say, you said there was going to be an attack this week. There's two aircraft carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. There are four other fleets there with different configurations of ships, hundreds of large craft, literally thousands of aircraft. The media, I've got reports here, is now massing in the Gulf states at the hotels. They're setting up on rooftops. They're flying into Baghdad. They're flying in to Basra. They're close to where some of the serious warfare may take place on the Gulf. And another mega carrier is on its way. The French are sending their only aircraft carrier. The British have massed around half their fleets there. This has been called a huge armada. Now, every time the private banks that own this country in modern history, because it's not America doing this, let's be clear about that. Every time they've massed this type of firepower, they have used it. Okay, now they'll send a carrier and threaten people. And once or twice they've sent two carriers. They've never had three lined up and with other support armadas to do this. The United States will be ready to launch a missile attack on Iran's nuclear facilities as soon as early this month, perhaps from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. on the 6th, according to reports in the Russian media on Saturday. And again, the Jerusalem Post and others are just getting around to reporting what we did a week and a half ago. I'm not tooting our horn. I don't know what's wrong with these people. They can just never get anything before we do. According to Russian intelligence services, the report said the U.S. had devised a plan to attack several targets in Iran, and as an assault could be carried out by launching missiles from fighter jets and warship stationed in the Persian Gulf. And it goes on to say it was reported by Novosti. Okay. That's one report. Here's another one. This is out of the London Evening Standard. Russian officials say U.S. will be ready to strike Iran in April. This came out yesterday. A report filed today by the Russian news agency, RAI, indicates that the Russian intelligence has information that the U.S. armed forces have nearly completed preparations for a possible military operation against Iran and said they will be ready to strike in early April. Gee, do you think that's really the case? The U.S. carrier deploys amid Iran tensions, French news agency. Nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, he's from Fredericksburg, Texas, will sail Monday to support U.S. operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, the U.S. Navy said, amid a spike in tensions over Iran's seizures of 15 British Marines and sailors. The Nimitz and its battle group of destroyers and guided missile cruisers will relieve the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. Do you believe that? That's also with the USS John S. Stennis. Okay, here's where we get into the serious news. Debka file. U.S. financial sources in Bahrain report American investors in Bahrain advised to pack up business operations and leave. The advice came from officers with the U.S. Central Command at the 5th Fleet HQ, who spoke of security tension, and hint at an approaching war with Iran. Arab sources report the positioning of a Patriot anti-missile battery in Bahrain this week. They say occupancy at Emirate hotels has soared past 90%. due mostly to an influx of U.S. military personnel. They also report Western media crews normally employed in military coverage are arriving in packs. And it goes on to say that General Khalid al-Abbasi, Bahrain's chief of air defense operations, disclosed the new alarm networks had been installed and the air defense systems upgraded to handle chemical, biological, and radiological attacks. British and other allied embassies are preparing for evacuation. That was in the Associated Press last week out of Tehran. That's the capital of Iran. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, with all that going on, and I'm going to get into why this is all happening and what's really behind it. First, I thought we'd cover this in more detail. This is out of the UK Daily Mail. Now, they're a predominantly conservative publication. Okay, let's be clear on that. But I also just so happened to have interviewed this gentleman twice. And he ran the British Maritime Administration. That is very important in England. In fact, that's the most important position they have, liaisoning between the civilian government and the military, and then also in their trade. It's a very important position in England. It's an important position everywhere. There's a maritime administration here, but in England, obviously, you know about the Britannia and their fleets. That's what they're all about. So when we get back, I'll just cover it now. It says, how I know Blair faked Iran map. Former ambassador to Uzbekistan and the head of the Foreign Office Maritime Section. And it goes on to say, like most senior Royal Navy officers, Commander Nick Lambert has great reserves of personal expertise and common sense. The Coalition Task Force commander was aboard the HMS Cornwall when 15 Royal Navy personnel serving on the frigate were seized at gunpoint by Iranian forces March 23rd. And then it goes into how he reported the truth, and then it was twisted. The Navy stated that 14 men and one woman were on a routine patrol in rigid inflatable boats off Iraqi shores. It says Iran insists they were in its waters illegally. Read Craig Murray's notes here in his filing. You can go read it. A few hours after the 15 were seized, Lambert said, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that they were in Iraqi territorial waters. Equally, the Iranians may well claim that they were in their waters. Then Blair and others spin it. Because when you read deeper, you learn the official maps were changed by Britain a few months ago, just magically claiming now that that was Iraqi waters. It wasn't. It was Iranian. And before neocons out there who love open borders and gun control have heart attacks, stay there and I'll come back and break this down. Not siding with the moolahs. The facts are the facts. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
It is April 1st, 2007. We're going to be going to your calls in this segment, but continuing with the situation in the Middle East, now with three carrier task force groups, one steaming that way, two already there with a huge flotilla, an open discussion of some type of strike in April. I doubt there'll be a strike on April 6th, if you ask me from past behavior of the New World Order. This is how the psychology works. They will claim that Iraq's going to be invaded in 2002 in March. Remember, and it was in the Washington Post. It's going to happen for sure. It's an absolute guarantee. And then, of course, I knew that Mr. Graham, the owner of the Washington Post, and his editor had been at the Bilderberg Group meeting that year, I believe it was in France, and that it had been decided upon to launch the attack in March of 03. So I was able to go on the air, thanks to Jim Tucker, who covered the event, and say, no, it'll be in March of 03. And, of course, I was told I was an idiot. We wrote articles about it and turned out to be the case. Because we watch the people that run the planet, not the puppet Hillary or George Bush or Karl Rove, these nothings who get to act like they run things for the big banks. But in truth, they're nothing but complete and total figureheads to absorb all of your anger and ensure that the real elite never gets in any trouble. But I do think they're going to hit Iran, and I would, it could happen as late as the fall of next year. It could even happen in the winter, but it could happen as late as next September. And it could happen this week. But if we really get the word out, and if we really warn the people, and if we really beat the drums and expose how this is a fraud, it will... It may not happen. I mean, they would have already been in Iran, but for the public exposed, there were no WMDs and the White House memo and that fraud. But let me just be clear before I get back into the 15 captured Brits. Saying that the world is black and black, not black and white. People say, well, there's all, you know, there's good and then there's evil, or there's black and white, but most is gray. Maybe in your own personal life, a lot of things are gray. But when it comes to governments, the Founding Fathers told us this, Plato told us this, it's common sense, it's history. 99% of the time, governments are tyrannical and abusive and serve at the behest of a tiny oligarchy or elite. In the old times, it was royalty. Now it's the big business titans. And they engage in predatory activities. Iran is run by a bunch of degenerate, corrupt, opulently rich mullahs who give most of the big business contracts to their family members, and they live in giant palaces. And the United States has been bought and paid for since 1913 completely by foreign, predominantly European banks, and they've done everything they can to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution and blow out our economy and get us all in debt. And this is a global empire basically picking on a rogue nation that isn't under their control. It's real simple. I mean, if you ask me who were the good guys, 2,400 years ago with the popularization of the movie 300, which is totally unhistorical. I mean, I've actually read history books on the subject, find it quite interesting, with the phalanx in that movie 300. The Persians are all gay, and the Spartans aren't, and they're wonderful people who are good. And now, in the real world, Spartans kept the Helots, as slaves, and when a boy became 13 and was a Spartan and lived out in the woods, he would then have a human sacrifice. This is an encyclopedia of a Hellion, or a Helot, whatever term you want to use, and that they kept as their slaves. They did human sacrifice. And it was a pedophile society and totally degenerate. And it's held out as the model of democracy when that was actually the Athenians. The different branches of the Greeks, the worst, the Nazis. There was some laudable things about ancient Greece, but it certainly wasn't the Spartans. Okay? But the Spartans were corrupt and brutal, and so were the Babylonians. So you can't say one's good and one's bad. Or I shouldn't say Babylonians, the Persians. That's Babylon is Iraq. So just go research the history for yourself. And it's the same thing here. You've got elites that totally own and run this country, doing everything they can to dismantle the family, everything they can to build more prisons and get you in the system by hook or by crook. Trillions are missing from the Pentagon. Just corruption is just rampant. The country is dying. I mean, we've been in the North American Union for 2 years, over 2 years. Bush signed it back in March of 2005. We got four-year documents out last year via Judicial Watch of the September North American Union SPP meeting in Canada. The first agenda was how to keep it secret. The second agenda was how to have a carbon tax. And that's in the Washington Post today. Oh, this new idea. Okay, I mean, these guys run things. And it came out with the minutes that got released that it was the big banks there, literally with the heads of the State Department and Canada State Department, the Mexican State Department, the Foreign Office, telling them what to do. This is how it works. They sit around in big councils, and the big corporations that own the majority of the government, because the government for 50 years plus has been investing 70-plus percent of the tax money in that. You're not even told about that. It's off budget. And they just sit there telling the government what to do. And The big corporations are passing laws and getting Supreme Court rulings where they can take your private property without just compensation when they want. It's called fascism, ladies and gentlemen. It's called command and control. And so the very people telling you, pro-America, support the troops, this is what America does, America's going to fight them Iraners and them Iraqers, you're being manipulated by Madison Avenue propaganda, by slick Wall Street propaganda. You're being laughed at. The people that want to attack Iran are the very people killing America. Hillary Clinton wants it. Chuckie Schumer wants it. George Bush wants it. Bill Clinton vacations with the Bushes. It's all staged. It's like Delano Roosevelt said that something happens in politics, you can bet it was planned that way. That's a paraphrase. I mean, this is big money, folks. There's almost $4 trillion, the Associated Press has reported, missing from the Pentagon. Okay, they've taken the pension funds, everything. It's gone. They have congressional hearings about it, and Rumsfeld would say, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to tell you where it went. Just like it comes out in the Chicago Tribune about DynCorp and Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, it comes out in the paper, and it was in the paper that they actually have lobbyists in Congress for the slave rings, and that Congress orders the Pentagon not to act on it. I mean, you can't make stuff up, okay? This makes any charnel house, any nightmare, the Saw, or Terror Planet or whatever, Quentin Tarantino. That stuff is like milquetoast, okay? That's like pap, okay? The real world is brutal. There's 6.5 billion people. The elite say there's nothing cheaper than human life. They see you as absolute dog meat. All right? By design, they made the decision 6 years ago to incrementally plunge the dollar. That's when Treasury Secretary O'Neill quit and Snow came in. The decision was made. It was in the Financial Times of London. It was in CFR releases. It was in IMF press releases. They made the decision last Monday to drop it even more. The IMF put out the order. We covered it last Sunday. And the dollar dropped again. Okay, so you're all into, I mean, you watch these fake people up here, the private banks own the defense contractors who own the media, the MSNBCs, the Fox, the CNNs, and they sit up there trying to one-up each other, going, we love the troops, and anybody that criticizes whatever the government wants to do hates the troops and hates America. And if you love America, you'll do whatever the government says. And anybody that disagrees with the government should be arrested. That is 180 degrees from what our system is. And I've had enough of it. These people don't care about the troops. They pump you all up. You march off to die. They give you experimental deadly vaccines. You breathe depleted uranium. And they just sit up there. The country is dying right now. The Republic is dying right now, and they've got you looking off at Iran. Yeah, run by a bunch of crooks as well. But no threat to us. All right, I promise we'll go right to your calls on the other side. Got a caller disagrees with me as well. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
How are you doing today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Strength at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I got some bad news for you. Hillary Clinton, as you probably already know, is at the forefront of the pack of Democratic New World Order puppets. Literally, I don't know who I hate more, George Bush or Hillary Clinton. I mean, they're just total New World Order trash. Hillary will fool those liberals all day, and George Bush will fool Republicans all night. And together, in the twain, they meet in total domination. The enslavement continues while we're busy worrying about Iran, and it's been confirmed by the former head of the British Maritime Administration that the British changed the map. That is Iranian territorial waters, but that's mainstream British papers, conservative papers even reporting it, but you'll never hear that here in the United States. It's just, you support them Iranians. Well, last time I checked, the Iranians aren't hanging people by their toes or shocking them with electrodes or raping them, as the Army report admits went on in Abu Ghraib. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Florida. Says he has a bone to pick with me. Go ahead, then we'll go to Kevin, TJ, and others. Go ahead.
Okay, just to get right into it, as far as, I agree with, 95% of what you say and all your guests and everything, but you have some guests on there that really, they're kind of like enemies in the camp. And one of them is Kevin Barrett. Another one is Jimmy Walters.
I haven't interviewed Walters in about a year and a half.
That's true. But he is, he's one of the 9/11 movement guys anyway.
Hey, he's a billionaire who was going around talking about 9/11 being an inside job. I interviewed him a couple times.
Okay, that's true. But let's get Kevin Barrett, because there are several. I don't want to take your time.
For those that don't know, he was a University of Wisconsin professor who's an Anglo-Saxon who converted to Islam, and he's a satirist by training. And, why is he an enemy in the camp?
Okay. Have you checked out his website? I mean, that Majuka.com.
Yeah, what is it? The Muslim-Christian-Jewish Alliance for 9/11 Truth?
It's not just Muslim-Christian-Jewish Alliance. It's a New World Order website. That's what this guy is proposing here. It's on the religious side of things. But, I mean...
Well, I'll say this right now. I know about that with Barrett, and I don't believe in the liberal brand of the New World Order. David Ray Griffin, a very famous theologian, very cogent on 9/11, but he has a Council on Foreign Relations members, writing the intros of some of his books. And, he believes in the New World Order. That's why he's been able to, get some really high-powered people to listen to him. So, I agree with you.
Well, I was just thinking that, a lot of people need to be careful.
I don't know about Barrett, but I know a little bit, but I do know about the David Ray Griffin. In fact, that answers a question in the chat room. Somebody's like, why don't you have David Ray Griffin on? I've had Griffin on, six, seven times. It's like pulling teeth to get the guy on. And frankly, I'm the father of the 9/11 Truth Movement. I started it all. And it's kind of like Moses coming down the mountain to then talk to somebody who's got a pretty high view of themselves, which is fine with me. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Kevin, in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, you talk about different ones call you the leader?
Well, no, I'm not the leader. I don't want to be the leader. I am the father of 9/11 Truth.
Well, what the meaning I mean is the people can be their own leader, just pay attention to what's going on.
Oh, I agree with you, yeah.
Just like Sybil Ludington here in New York in the 1700s, the redcoats were coming. She went and wrote, she's a female, Paul Revere. And she warned her neighbors and fought off the British.
That's right, she did.
And sometimes your leadership, you might be a short-term thing. Just pay attention to what's going on.
I hear you. What do you think about the news that the British government changed the map and then sent their sailors in there? Just like the Israelis, admittedly, this was in the Israeli papers, sent their guys over into Lebanon to get them captured.
Well, it's just another Tonkin, they say, a Tonkin type thing.
Well, I'm not supporting Hezbollah either. I'm just reporting the facts. You see, so many people, they frame the way they see the world around what their views already are.
Yeah.
I just try to report what the evidence is.
You know what? One more thing, I'll let you go. You know, Al Bundy told Peg once about these people that don't wake up. He said if Darwin was right, they'll figure it out in 2 million years.
You know, I did watch TV many years ago for recreation. I remember watching Married with Children a few times to really watch Applegate or Apple. What was her name? I didn't watch for Ted Bundy's jokes, but yeah. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Joe in North Carolina. Joe, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to call and say I love your show, and I'm a big fan of your show, and I thank you for what you're doing for all of us. And I mean, I'm in the fight right there with you, sir.
Well, thank you, my friend. Do you think we're going to be going to war with Iran? What do you think the aftermath or the repercussions of that could be?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm totally not sure. I just listen to your show just for your opinion and everything like that. I listen to the news and I really.
How are you listening to us today?
Excuse me?
How are you listening to us?
Oh, by internet.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to have you on board.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to call you and talk to you about the Ron Paul issue of his campaign.
Yes, there's a question in the chat room. Let me just address this now. Did I see him Friday on Bill Maher's? Completely incorrect. The answer is no. I knew about it, announced it Friday on my weekday show, but I would like somebody to call and tell me how that went. But go ahead.
Oh, I saw it.
Okay, well, great. Great. Kill two birds with one stone. Tell us how it was.
Yeah, let me tell you that I was very disappointed in how Bill Maher went about the interview with Ron Paul. I mean, excuse my language, but he acted like a total jackass towards him. He didn't really want to get towards the issues. Bill Maher, he's a stickler for global warming and everything like that. He's all into the scam and everything like that.
I tell you, these guys are on the ball in here with the dump button. You said, excuse my language, and they dumped you immediately when you just said jackass. And I agree. It's okay. Bill, you were getting ready to. Okay, I saw the hand on the trigger. Bill Maher is a jackass, and he's another one of these fake liberals. But now he's starting to question the official story of 9/11. Why did Bush sit there for 20-something minutes? It wasn't 16, folks. While he'd been told that the second tower had been hit, why didn't the Secret Service go to their default position to jerk him out of there when for many days it had been announced that Bush was going to be at that school, Brooker Elementary? Let's keep jamming the calls in here. Who is up next? Let's talk to Chris in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good to hear from you. Glad for KLBJ putting on your new Sunday spot. I really appreciate that. I'm sure everyone else does, too. My question really quickly. About 3 weeks ago, Zbigniew Brzezinski was on NPR.
Well, former national security advisor, founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller, called for new Pearl Harbors to launch a new empire, but says the neocons have gone too far and they may stage terror attacks to blame it on Iran. That was in testimony a month and a half ago before the Senate Armed Services Committee. I didn't hear the NPR. What did he say there?
Yeah, that was a really interesting interview from NPR. They had him on for about an hour. And three times, or maybe four times, he used the phrase 20 months with respect to our invasion of Iran. And basically what he said, and I want to get your take on it, and I've tried to call in. It's difficult for me to find time during the week. But
I understand. I wish somebody would send us clips of that, but we don't have the staff either.
Right. Basically what he said was that if the U.S. had invaded Iran inside the next 20 months, we could look for our role as a dominant superpower worldwide to be diminished, you know, pretty significantly.
That's the trap. Earlier I said I'd get into the trap. I'll get into what Brzezinski represents in a minute.
Okay, and then basically, and the last thing, and then I'll let you go. I know you got a lot of callers, whatever. Basically, what he said was he expected to see right after that a tactical alliance between China and Russia.
It's already there.
What's your take on that?
There is no China-Soviet split. They've always been together.
Right.
Okay. I've interviewed the former heads of the Pentagon War College, the experts that study all that. Yeah, let me break down what's going on, okay? It's simple. To bring in a European Union-dominated one-world government, which, in case they didn't tell you on the news, ladies and gentlemen, has been in place. We're already in a North American Union. We're already in a European Union. You know, they just celebrated a week and a half ago, and literally no one in Brussels literally shook jugglers and bands and marching bands and floats, and no one on the streets to celebrate 50 years of the EU, European Union. And you're going, wait a minute, 50 years of the European Union, Alex, it only started in 2000. Just like our American Union, they didn't tell the people there. They just started merging the bureaucracies. And they did it back in 1957. And Bilderberg formed in 54 with the express goal of doing that. Now, to the New World Order, and again, we're owned by predominantly just a few families in England, Germany, France, and the Dutch also. Queen Beatrix is one of the richest people in the world. And this is actually in major financial publications, just not in the stuff the general public gets or what even so-called highbrow Wall Street Journal stuff. But it is in the Financial Times and other places. We were totally bought and paid for. But you know what? We're running out of time here. Second hour coming up. Let's break down, just briefly, and we'll go back to your calls, the trap. How America has been set up, what we're going to look like in 5, 10, 20 years. It's all been stated. Okay, and what this Iran and Iraq thing is all about. Okay, this is a trap. It is a trap, period. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 7...